Oh, there you are. Right on time, like the good boy you are. Come in. Okay, give me a big hug, you teddy bear. I missed you too this last week. No, stop. Didn't we agree to reserve the kisses for special occasions? Stop it. Ugh, don't annoy me. It's okay. I'm happy to see you're excited to see me again, but you've got to control yourself. So, I thought about what we talked about on the phone, about your cheerleader fantasy, and I think I came up with a neat game we can turn that into. A game where you would also learn a bit about the French Revolution. I know, your favorite time in history. Don't worry, we'll have a lot of fun. So, I know a nice dude working in laundry, and he gave me this. Yeah, that's a cheerleading uniform. It's a borrow, so we have to give it back. Don't tear or ruin it. Well, yeah, it's a bit big, but that's because it's for you and not for me. Good. I won't offend your deductive reasoning by feigning otherwise. I know you meant for me to wear it. But where's the fun in that if you always get what you want? You know me. I like to put a little twist on it. So do you still want to play? Oh, depends on what. Okay. I won't call you a sissy. Noted. No, I won't do that if you don't want to. I won't call you a girl either. Just remember, clothes have no gender. You can wear whatever you want. If you want to wear a cocktail dress to class tomorrow, I will support you wholeheartedly. No, I'm not going to take pictures of you, honest. Or videos. Jeez, you're paranoid. I'm on your side, remember? But I think it's silly. You shouldn't be ashamed for the things you want to wear. Oh, you don't? You're not even a bit curious what it feels like wearing a tight-fitting sweater and knee socks. This short skirt and silky underwear. Not even a little bit curious. See, I thought so. You like to look at the outfit. Of course, you wonder how it feels. Let me worry about how it looks on you. I'm the only one who's gonna have the privilege to look at it. And I have already decided that I will love it. Again, if you at any point you grow too uncomfortable with the proceedings, you can just say your safe word and we'll stop everything. Do you remember your safe word? Say it. That's right, Robespierre. If you say that, we'll stop what we're doing and instead cuddle for a good long bit until you feel better, okay? And we will postpone the sexy stuff. It's okay to do so. I know I'm pushing you. You need to get out of your patriarchal mindset comfort zone, but I don't want to break you. Right now. You're sure? You really understand? Only proceed if you would really like me to continue. I won't be angry or disappointed with you. Okay, you're such a good boy. I'm really happy you knocked on my door that day. Ready? Okay, here are the rules. I will quiz you about the French Revolution. What did you think? That I won't turn this into a learning opportunity? I'll quiz you, and if you get everything right, I have a great prize for you that you will love. But for every wrong answer, you're gonna have to put on a part of that cheerleader outfit. And if you put everything on and still give wrong answers, you have to do a cheer for me. It doesn't matter. You can think of one when we cross that bridge. Doesn't have to be good, but I want your heart in it. Sound fair? Good boy. Okay. First question. What were the two main causes that led to the French Revolution? What kind of inequality? And that's right, social and financial. Good job. Don't look like that at the cheer uniform. It won't jump up and bite you. Question two. Who was the leading monarch that got deposed by the French Revolution? What Louis? There are a lot of Louis. Louis the 16th, that's right. Bonus point for knowing his royal title? King, of course. Ooh, so far you're excelling at this. Number 3. Paris had 600,000 inhabitants at the time. How many of them were unemployed? Ooh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. The right answer would have been 1/3, or 200,000. Well, I guess you'll have to put something cheerful on now. Oh no, when you chose socks, you better take both of them. Don't try and bend the rules. Two socks are one article of clothing. Nobody puts on just one sock. They belong together. You chose the socks. They are knee high. It's not my fault you're wearing skinny jeans. Well, I guess they have to come off then, don't they? Be a good boy and show your legs for me. You have great legs. These socks look just adorable on you. Okay, question 4. What event is seen as the official starting point of the French Revolution? Ooh, why that question mark? Yes, the storming of the Bastille, of course. Question 5. When was that exactly? On which day? Ooh, close, but wrong. It was the 14th of July, not the 16th. Choose another piece of clothing. No, that won't work. Before you put on the sweater, you have to put on the bra. I know you don't need a bra, but rules are rules. Those pecs do stick out of touch. Okay, bra it is then. You look... I'm speechless. In a good way. Oh, you're so hot. Question number 6. Which French politician, born in 1758, was one of the most influential figures of the French Revolution? Oh, what is it? You don't know the answer. Oh, you know the answer. Well, then out with it. And why can't you? Oh, the answer is your safe word. Well, that's quite a pickle you're in. So you can answer, and if it's right, you said your safe word and we stop playing. Or you can say something wrong and we continue, but you put on the skirt maybe? It's your choice. Well, life isn't fair either. Choose. Oh, no, Maximilian Kowalski is the wrong answer. I'm so sorry. Oh, defiantly, he grabs the sweater. Next question. Who was elected as public accuser in 1791? Oh, what's the problem now? I bet there are other public accusers elected in that year that aren't your safe word. Oh, just take a guess then. Well, that's wrong, unfortunately. John Smith was not elected in that year. You should have gone for a French name. Okay, you chose the skirt. Just the panties are missing now. Oh, you look so cute. Oh, I just want to kiss you. But I'm not going to, because I have self-control. Before you have to put on the last piece of the uniform, I want to offer you another mystery piece of clothing, so we don't run out too fast. Okay, the last one, the mystery piece, is this glorious wig. Again, it's a borrow. Don't ruin it. Next question. Who's best known for being a member of the Committee of Public Safety and signed 542 arrests? See, you have to laugh yourself now. What's it gonna be? Panties or wig? Oh, you chose the panties. Why is it so hot in here suddenly? Oh, hubba hubba. How do they feel? Oh, I knew they would. It's appalling what men have to endure as underwear. Don't look down. It's a game. We're having fun, aren't we? Smile for me, precious. Come on. See, it's all okay. There's no one else around. It's just you and me. And I won't tell a soul if you don't want me to. Okay. Last question. Which quote, wrongly attributed to Marie Antoinette, led ultimately to her public execution? You're going with YOLO. Okay. Well, that's wrong, of course. But you know the right answer, don't you? So why didn't you answer correctly? It's the last question. Oh, you wanted to complete the outfit. Oh, you're a treasure. A treasure. Come on, kneel down, you big, dumb, cuddly, blonde bombshell of a teddy bear. That's for going above and beyond for me. Even though I was cheating big time. And this. This is because you're so hot right now. Why the long face? I told you, clothes have no gender. And the gender you are is on your inside. I couldn't change it even if I wanted to. And I don't want to. Your gender is yours to manage. Doesn't change because we play around a little bit. But you do still have to do the cheer for me. Well, yeah, I cheated a bit, but if you remember, you answered wrong the first time, before I cheated. So, you're still the loser, sorry to say. Think of something while I'm in my bedroom for a bit. I'll be back in a jiffy. Surprise! So do you like it? I got a uniform too, just in case you somehow won. Be aggressive, be aggressive, B-E-A-G-R-E-S-I-V-E. Normally I wouldn't have because of your wrong answer, but since you then lost on purpose to please me, I just couldn't keep that from you. Oh, look at us, twinsies. Okay, show me how you cheer for me. Oh, well, that was great for an improv with moments notice. You're such a good boy today. Now what do you want to do? Are you still uncomfortable with the outfit? Or do you want to keep playing for a bit? I don't know. Do you ever wish you could do girly things? Just out of curiosity. Like gossip about boys, or did you ever wish to be on a fly on the wall for a slumber party? Or do your makeup? Out with it. You really should stop with all that shame. It's not helpful. Oh, really? A cat fight? You like watching them and always wondered how they feel if you take part in them? Well, okay. That might be fun. But we better make some ground rules for that. First, play fight. Don't actually hurt me. You are way bigger and stronger than me. In case you didn't know. For this I'll probably need a safe word too. Let's go with... swans. If I say swans, you need to stop. Or I'll have to hurt you back if you're too much in the moment. But I think you can stop. I trust you. Also, this should go without saying, no punching, and only very limited shoving. Mostly it's slaps, grabs, and tears. And wrestling. Try to remember that. Got it? Good boy. And try to limit your strength to like 50% to give me a chance. Honestly, I'm still not sure that I'll get there. Remember, swans, Robespierre. Oh, and I'll have to refer to you as a girl to get into the scene. Is that okay with you? Don't worry, since you don't like it, I will not use it outside of the catfight situation. Ready? Oh, alright, angry face, angry face. Stacy, didn't I tell you to stay away from my boyfriend? You fucking bitch. You knew he was mine, but you had to make eyes at him, didn't you? Don't you dare turn your back on me, you bitch. Hey, what? Stop grabbing my hands. I want to keep slapping you, you fucking whore. Okay, you wanted it this way. Let me go. Let me go now, and I'll keep me down. Finally. Now tell me what you have that I don't, you slut, or I'll tickle you. Spill the beans, or I'll tickle, 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 tickle. You had enough? No? Tickle, 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 tickle. What? What's so funny, bitch? Tickle, 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 tickle. You should sound, hear how dumb you fucking sound. That's you. That's how you sound. Yeah. You sound like a fucking idiot. Tickle, tickle, tickle. What now, Stacy? Oh, you just want to fixate me here? That's dumb. Oh no, Stacy, if you try and kiss me, I will bite your tongue. Come on, stay in character. Yeah, try that, but I'm not ticklish. I have self-control. Give it up. You can't... can't tickle me, fucking bitch. Come back later. We're doing self-defense training. I'm with my friend Stacy. No need to worry. I guess the walls in here aren't as noise-proof as I thought. Oh, don't worry. That's probably not the weirdest thing they've heard through these walls. In any case, it's nice of them to check in on me when they hear something like a fight. But where were we? Oh, Stacy. Now I know what your appeal is. You have a raging boner. How can I compete with that? Don't be shy, Stacy. Lift up your skirt for me. Let me have a look at it. Yeah, just like that. Oh my god, it's poking out of your underwear. This looks uncomfortable. Maybe you should take it off. Why don't you come a little bit closer and let me look at it? It's of interest to me. Yeah, come a bit closer. Stay on your knees, Stacy. Just shuffle over here. I have to say, I've never seen such a gorgeous girl dick. May I touch it? Just nod if you're feeling a bit awkward. I'll be very soft and gentle. Let me just draw along its contours with the slightest little touch of my fingertip. Along the shaft. You even have balls, too. So soft and tender. It feels like a penis, all right. Even the head. Oh, was that a twitch? May I poke it again? Boop. It jumps when I touch it. Do you want to keep playing? Yeah, I thought so. Do you mind me still calling you Stacy? It's hot to me. As long as I touch your dick, I can call you what I want. Well, don't tell me that. You know I'll find a way to use it later. Do you mind if I take it in my mouth, Stacy? I thought so. It looks very yummy, but you tried to steal my man. So you have to beg for it. I mean, you're already on your knees. You should start begging now. Then maybe I'll forgive you for trying to steal my man. Maybe. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Really sell it, Stacy. I want to hear your voice break. I want to see your pretty little eyes getting wet. I can't hear you. Do you really mean it? Okay, Lift up your skirt, gorgeous. I'll believe you for now. Oh, I just realized, this is my first time sucking a girl's cock. Don't judge my meek attempts too harshly, my goddess. Tastes a little different. Like bubblegum and... honey melon? Girl dick is magical. While I suck you off, Stacy, my darling. Tell me why it has to be my man you want to steal. Tell me all the things you like about him. Don't be shy. Is it because he's a football jock? Are you jealous of our relationship? Is it just his big muscles? Are you that shallow, Stacy? I'll only suck your dick as long as you tell me. Let me grab your pretty little ass cheeks and really try to fit this thing in. Don't stop telling me what's nice about him. I know you're close. Don't worry. I don't mind swallowing it, Stacy. Your cum tastes like the scent of lilies in spring. And all those awesome things you told me about my boyfriend. They'll show me that you really love him. You do, don't you? Say it. Oh, you're crying. That's okay. Here, come on. Lay your head in my lap again. Let's get this wig off for a moment. I want to see the real you. It's okay to love yourself. That's what you should do. You're the only you have. You know I hate to say stuff like that, but I hope you know that I love you too. I'm not sure why you're so emotional, but I'm pretty sure this experience today showed you something about yourself that you didn't know before. That's all we can hope for sex to be, a transcendental and transformative experience that changes you. For the better, of course. Can you even imagine still being that arrogant bully that knocked at my door to get some history tutoring that day? You're a better person now. You're more sensible, more empathetic, and more thoughtful, but also more daring and so much more secure with yourself. Can you imagine that jock from before you met me purposefully losing a game to wear women's clothing? Just to make a girl happy? Fuck, no, I'm crying. Okay. Let's go to bed and cuddle and just sleep near each other, okay? Oh, you're such a good boy. Thanks for the offer, but I don't need to come right now. Are you kidding? You breaking down in tears was the best sex I've had this year. I reached you for like the first time, I think. You did good. You silly thing.